Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Welcome to the Row by Row Garden Show. We're coming at you from Hoss Tools headquarters here in Norman Park, Georgia. I'm Travis.
And I'm Greg, and this is our Turkey Day edition.
Turkey Day special. We glad to have you with us tonight. Hopefully everybody's bellies is full, probably laid up in the recliner on the couch.
Yeah.
Watching a little Row by Row.
I always overdo it on Thanksgiving Day. I try not to, but it's just so hard. That sweet potato souffle, sweet potato pies, dressing, all that just gets to me.
Yeah, and that turkey's got a lot of tryptophan in you. It makes you sleepy.
Man.
Tryptophan.
Oh.
Tryptophan is something that's in turkey. That's why you get so tired and sleepy after you
eat. I thought it was the volume of what I eat.
So well, I think.
Come to find out, it's the tryptophan.
Well, it could be a little bit of both.
Oh, okay.
So you get multiple effects there with
tryptophan. That's my new word for the day. I might use that.
That's right. What, the weather here, it's been wet.
Been wet, but it's drying out a little bit. I actually could use to water my garden a little bit, believe it or not.
But, really?
Yes. I checked yesterday. The soil moisture's leveling out pretty good. So my garden's up on a hill and it drains really well. But yeah, it could stand a little bit of water.
I've been having a time getting mine drying out so I could put some transplants in the ground.
Cool weather moved in here on us all of a sudden, which has been nice. I mean, it's supposed to be this way for Thanksgiving, but it's slowed everything down as far as germinating and growing a little bit.
That's right.
So it's Thanksgiving. It should be this kind of weather, and we're thankful for it.
Speaking of cold weather, I want to talk about, so we talked about cold tolerant crops last week, and been hearing several YouTubers talk about this thing called the Grand Solar Minimum.
Grand Solar Minimum.
That's either on us right now or we're about to go into it. And I had done some climate studies back in my university days, but I have never heard of this Grand Solar Minimum, so I had to do a little research on it. So evidently the solar minimum is a climate cycle that happens every 11 to 12 years. So there's tons of different climate cycles out there.
Sort of like El Nino.
El Nino, yeah. La Nina. You got some called the Arctic Oscillation. There's a bunch of different ones. And that's why it's so hard to pinpoint if there's any change in the climate, because you got so many cycles competing with one another at a time. Anyway, this one, this solar minimum has to do something with the sunspots on the sun. It ain't blasting at us quite as hard this one time every 11 or 12 years, something to that effect. So that's pretty regular. Well, this grand solar minimum happens pretty, it's not just like a one-year period. Supposedly, this thing's like a mini ice age and can happen, remember, from 60 to 100 years long. I think the last one was several hundred, 400 or 500 years ago.
So what you're saying is we're going to start having colder winters. If you subscribe to this theory.
Hit the microphone there. We're supposed to have a colder winter just based on the solar minimum. But if this grand solar minimum is true, it's going to be real cold for a long period of time. There's this scientist in the UK at Northumbria University named Valentina Zarkova. And
I'm not going to even attempt that.
He or she's the one who's really pushing this grand solar minimum a little bit, and it seems to be some people really believe it's going to happen, and some people ain't really worried about it.
Is it a gradual thing that happens, or
I'm not sure.
Okay,
it's a lot of the information I found was on some prepper sites, and sometimes they tend to.
Well, I'm a little bit of a prepper, but I'm going to tell you kind of my philosophy. If I can't do nothing about it, I try not to worry a whole lot about it. And this grand solarization thing you're talking about, I don't think old Hoss can do much about that. So I'm not going to worry about it a whole lot.
Well, I'm not going to worry about it either. I was never a big, I didn't stash up nothing for the Y2K.
Well, I think everybody needs to be prepared, but I'm not one to just get all bent out of shape on something.
Yeah,
I do think everybody needs to be prepared. Everybody's you never know what's happening. Fine example of that is we've had the last couple of years, we've had some hurricanes and storms come through here that we didn't have 3 or 4 days notice. And we had to tough it for a little while. So, you need to be prepared.
Yeah, but and we got a lot of friends and customers in the prepper community. But generally speaking, the preppers kind of like to have something to worry about every now and then.
Yeah. Well, I call a lot of them a gearheads, and I got a good friend of mine that's a gearhead, and they just love gear, and they got to justify buying that gear by something going to happen.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. So you got to have the best camping stuff to be ready for the Grand Solar Mineral.
Right.
That makes sense. A lot of people think because it's going to get so cold that the food supply is going to be short and food's going to go out the roof and all that good stuff. As long as you got your wheel hoe, you ought to be all right.
If anybody out there is going to be able to survive, it's going to be us.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'll be there to the end.
That's right. We'll be here as long as we got electricity.
Electricity. Well, we'll be here as long as we got electricity.
We won't be on.
We won't be. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
All right. So just a little talk on that. We're not going to answer any questions this week. We are going to, the whole point of tonight's show is Thanksgiving, which is followed by the big shopping holiday, and we wanted to give you the top 10 gardening Christmas gifts.
Before we get into that, we left a little teaser out there last week, and let's just bring up this right here.
Okay.
We are getting into seed business, people. Y'all, a lot of y'all got it right. This is our new seed pack right here, our design, and we've been working a lot the last few months trying to pull this off. And within the next couple of months, we're going to have this up and going. By January 1st, we'll have a complete seed line that we're going to be real proud of. So stay tuned for that.
And we got over 100 different varieties starting off with this year, and we'll be adding more as time goes on. But a nice complete line of some of our favorite stuff we like to grow, some heirloom stuff, and then also some hybrid stuff that is specialized for disease resistance and stuff like that.
Yep.
Really good stuff coming up.
You know, everybody has a hard time buying Christmas gifts for people. I mean, we all do. If you go buying, well, what am I going to get so-and-so? It's hard to buy for. Well, I've spent the last few years sourcing stuff that we could bring in and sell here at Hoss Tools that I thought was unique. I thought was a higher quality than what you could get everywhere else. And that's what we want today is give you some hints, some tips about some Christmas gifts that you could buy some of those loved ones that are hard to buy for.
But right before we get into that, one thing I want to mention.
I'm jumping the gun again.
So we said we wasn't going to answer any questions, but there was somebody that commented on our video last week I want to bring attention to. This nice lady named Barbara commented, our Row by Row show last week was about onions, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was about cold tolerance. Anyway, she commented on our show and said, you just talked for 20 minutes.
She's very observant.
Yeah, very observant. So if you are new, this is your first episode of Row by Row that you're seeing, this is what we do on Thursdays. Now, if you look on our other channels, look on our YouTube channel, you'll see plenty of videos of us out in the garden, and we do a good bit of that. But on this show, yes, we're just going to sit here and talk for 20 minutes.
Yep.
So let's get into what Santa Claus could bring for Christmas.
Yep. So coming in at number 10.
Number 10. And these are in no particular order of greatness. These are just 10 things we really like.
Watermelon knife. Did I say watermelon knives? This big old honky right here is made by Ontario Knife Company.
Which is the same company that makes the old hickory knife.
It is.
In Ontario, New York, not Ontario, Canada.
Yep. And this is a great for cutting up watermelons, but also great for pumpkins. Anything that's big that you got to slice into, the watermelon knife.
Butternut squash,
anything. It's a big slicer is what it is. So there you have it. Very economical.
Got a high carbon steel blade on it. Nice handle on it. This is a good knife to have around the farm cutting big produce up.
Yep.
All right.
Number nine. I'm going to open this up.
Go ahead.
This is one of my favorites right here. This is what we call the Greenland hatchet. Greenland pattern.
Just call it the hatchet on our site.
Yep. Greenland pattern. But this is a dadgum nice little hatchet right here. Don't you look at that color in there, the hickory handle's got into it. The high carbon steel. Very nice. Got a real nice leather sheath on there. And this thing would make a great gift for a young fella, older fella, or whatever. I tell you what I like it for. I call these truck axes. So I keep one of these in my toolbox underneath my seat. So you never know when you're going to need one. You can pound from the backside there or you can cut with it, or you just put it up for whenever you're going to need it. Somebody tries to mess with you, take it out and bonk them upside the head.
You never know when you might need a hammer, or you might need to trim a limb.
Yeah.
Maybe go in the deer stand or something. Or yep. Or you might need to split a little kindling going to build you mm-hmm. a fire.
Nice hickory handle. So there you have it. Greenland pattern axe, hatchet, excuse me.
And that was number 8. Let's go.
Number 8.
Our short single tine cultivator here. So if you've got anybody that likes to do garden, whether it's vegetable garden or flower garden or any kind of gardening, I promise you, you can't go wrong with this piece right here. This is a nice all-around tool for scratching around, moving weeds, cultivating, doing anything. It's got a nice handle on it, so if you know somebody that does some raised bed gardening, you fighting something over there?
I'm fighting.
Doing some raised bed gardening or anything like that, it's a great tool here. We do have a long handle version of that, but this is our short handle version. And we put a lifetime warranty on these heads right here. If you ever break one of these heads, we'll be glad to replace it for you. All right, and you was making a racket over there.
I was making a racket. I was having a heck of a time getting into it. They wrap them really well.
Number 7.
So, you've got that fella or teenager or young man.
Be careful with that.
I am, but I can tell you something. I can promise you, I'll give you your money back if you buy him this and he ain't crazy about it. Look at there. That's a nice little machete. Walnut wood handle on there. High carbon steel.
Full tang.
Full tang. Look at there. Ba-bang. Call this the village machete. It's even small enough you could backpack that. Comes with a nice little sheet. Belt loop. It swivels right there. Just a high-end Condor machete. And we sell lots of these right here.
And them babies come sharp.
Them babies come sharp. And I'm going to tell you what, they love them. Absolutely love them. A lot of people come out here and buy these things for Christmas gifts, and they tell me later on when they see me, say, Greg, you wouldn't believe how well they like that machete. Now, let me tell you something about us men. We just like stuff like this right here. Well, we may not have a use for it right on top of our head, but we love sharp objects. And this is great craftsmanship, and it's pretty easy to pick up on when you look at it. And this right here, the Village Machete, I do it upright.
That's guaranteed. The best production machete in existence, so yep. Condor machetes. All right, number 6. We got our famous garden trowel here. And we've talked, this has been a tool of the week before on the show. And Will, the guy that makes these, did a video one time. He went and bought a couple from Walmart, put them in a vise, and hunkered down on them. And the ones from Walmart and big box stores just crumpled, and he put this one in there. Now, Will's a blacksmith, so he got forearms bigger than most folks, and he couldn't bend this thing. So, if you got somebody that likes to garden, and yep. give them something that's going to last them forever.
Now, also, what I like about this is kind of scooped out, so you can also use it as a scoop. You can use it as a cut trowel and a scoop there. Made in USA by old Will the blacksmith.
All right. Number 5, this right here is a nice one. This is our complete fermentation kit. So, fermented foods have kind of gotten a little more popular here in the last few years. The process of fermenting adds all these microorganisms, all these biotics into the food that are good for your innards.
For your innards, yep.
Helps out your digestive system if you have mm-hmm. a little problems there.
Yeah. Now, I personally like sauerkraut. I know a lot of people don't, especially here in the South.
I love sauerkraut.
I love sauerkraut on a hot dog.
So you can make sauerkraut. You can make fermented pickles, fermented carrots. And this kit has everything you need except the jars. You get the tamper there to pack them in there, the little airlock things, the pebbles to hold everything down in the brine. This is excellent, excellent gift. It already comes in a nice box for you. All you got to do is throw a bow on that and you are ready to go.
Good to go.
Check that out, the fermentation kit.
All right, so coming in at number 4.
Number 4.
Is another Ontario knife, and this is a long knife. Well, I actually use this one in the kitchen a lot. high carbon steel, USA made, and this is that same one that my grandma had, and she used it so much there was very little left for her. She just kept sharpening it, sharpening it, sharpening it. Great knife, passed down to your grandchildren there.
Yeah, we've got several different styles of these. We've got a butcher, a cleaver, some pared knives. This is the one I find myself going to the most. And that high carbon steel sharpens up so much easier.
Yeah.
Don't buy a knife that says it's made with surgical steel.
No.
Get you a high carbon.
That's code for junk.
Code for junk. All right. I keep losing count. What number are we on? Number three?
Four would be three.
Number three. So number three, this puppy right here, which I use all the time for harvesting stuff and washing it off. A lot of times I go out there, get me a few sweet taters, and old lady don't get happy you start bringing them dirty sweet taters in the house, tracking all over the place. So I can put them in here and take the water hose and wrench them off and keep everybody happy.
Yeah, I get in a tight sometimes and put my chicken eggs in there.
Chicken eggs in there, put anything in there, and folks, you can, you could run over this thing, and it'd be just fine.
Yep,
you won't ever have to replace that one, and it ain't like the cheap ones you find at the box stores. I know a lot of folks might think this looks like a little small laundry basket. This is made of some special stuff that's UV.
Yep, made in Spain,
and great. There, we call that the tub truck colander.
Coming in at number two.
Number two is our
over-the-shoulder harvester bucket. It's got pads and everything inside of it here that you put on there. And it sits right here, and these pads go over your shoulder there so you can put your fruits and vegetables or whatever in there. You can put your baby in there if you need to. I've had people send us pictures that have done that before. Works great for figs, any kind of fruit. We use it for tomatoes because when you lean over, actually there's enough strap there, it'll kind of level itself out.
Whole bean, it works. Whole charm beans. For yep. Whole beans.
Yep, and I'm going to tell you, these are made in USA. We sell lots and lots. We get these things in by a pallet full.
Had one returned.
We've had lots of these go out the door here, and a lot of people love them. Over the shoulder harvester bucket, old Wrangler Star did us a video. What was he picking?
Cherry? Blueberries.
Blueberries. A couple years ago, he did a video using these right here. If you're familiar with Game, a regular star on YouTube there. But there you have it, the Hoss over the shoulder harvester.
This is probably one of our most popular things that people buy as gifts. And if you got somebody that's hard to buy for, if they've got any semblance of a garden or fruit trees, you can't go wrong with that there.
And coming in at number one.
Coming in at number one would be one of our most popular products, the Hoss wheel hoe.
Yep.
And the single wheel hoe would make, I've seen pictures of people putting a bow on it in front of a Christmas tree, coming down the stairs or walking around the corner on Christmas morning and seeing that single wheel hoe sitting right there.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing better.
They just light them up.
Just light them up. So if you got somebody that husband, father, you might want to spend a little bit more on Christmas.
Or a friend. You got a friend that's getting in the garden and you want to help him out and get him a kickstart there and carry him in the right direction, that'd be a great gift to buy him.
So that single wheel hoe, that is our number one on the list. I hope y'all enjoyed all 10 of those. Go to the site and check those out. And just for Black Friday, this offer will expire on Tuesday.
Doing something special, huh?
You can use the code TURKEY.
Turkey. Well, that's original.
Turkey.
Turkey.
Use the code TURKEY to get 10% off your order. So go ahead and make sure you take advantage of that coupon because, like I said, it will expire on Tuesday. One word, lowercase, TURKEY, TURKEY. And go ahead and get those Christmas gifts in. We'll ship them out the same day we receive your order, so you don't have to worry about it if it's getting there in time.
Yeah, we're going to be shipping out tomorrow.
We'll be shipping out tomorrow. So, hope you guys enjoyed the show. Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. Everybody stay safe. Travel safe for the holidays.
Yep,
and we will see you guys next week.
Take care.